5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a migrant caravan heading towards the United States. The caravan is still over 900 miles from McAllen, Texas. Brandon Judd is a National Border Patrol Council president. He joined Fox News and said what happens usually once these caravans get closer to the United States.
They start dispersing and they enter the country illegally in smaller groups.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Reverend Al Sharpton said President Trump's Young Black Leadership Summit was shameful, and he accused the president of using young African-American conservatives as props. On Fox News, Brandon Tatum, director of urban engagement for Turning Point USA, responded to Sharpton's comments.
This was an awesome event for these young folks. 400 black leaders from all over the country able to be in the White House and hear from the president. And I'm going to say this, and I want Al Sharpton to be watching this network and listen to me clearly. As a strong black man raised by a black father, I'm telling Al Sharpton to his face that he should be ashamed of himself. And I want to set the record straight. The White House was one element of a four-day summit where these young people were inspiring and they were doing the exact thing that they wanted to do. I had a mom crying on the phone to me because her daughter couldn't make it. And I couldn't be more proud of Turning Point USA and our staff for making that happen for that mother, making that happen for that child. And this was a great thing. And anybody who will counter that and have a problem with that, that person is not a respectful person to the African-American people, the African-American youth, and they should all be ashamed of themselves. And I want every young person to know that I got your back. I'm going to fight for you. Turning Point is going to fight for you. And we're going to make sure that we continue to make America great. And we are free thinkers, and we're going to do everything we can to live the American dream because this country belongs to us just like everybody else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're kicking off Hot and Hunterdon, and I already have a guest in their seat here. So all is well at the radio station today. We're over here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, and I know everyone wants to know the weather, so we're going to get to that right away, and then I'll introduce my guest, and then we'll have a good hour talking about right at home and in-home care and assistance, so stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Okay, and here we are. And what is the weather like? Well, I'll tell you, it's 58 and it's sunny. So if you are in a no heat situation, it is probably a little bit warmer outside than it may be inside. So we have a beautiful day. The wind actually was a little bit of an issue, but it's died down and the sun is out. So it's a great, great day to go for a hike. Last week, we had someone talking about all of the different activities that can be done outside and in our beautiful parks here in Hunterdon County. So definitely today is a day to do it. I will put a little warning that there is a 20% chance of some isolated showers, but I'm looking outside here in Flemington and the sun is absolutely beautiful. We have a cold night tonight with a low of 37. And I'm so happy to bring you this forecast. Tomorrow, we have beautiful sunny skies, a high of 56. Another cold night, but clear. Tuesday night, we have a low of 38, and that's the 29th. So, well, actually, that would be the 30th. So Halloween itself, we have a mostly sunny day with a high of 65, which will make all the trick-or-treaters happy. And how great is this? The low Wednesday night is 51. So what a beautiful day for Halloween. And Thursday, I can't believe I'm saying it, but we're in the 70s, just 70, but we're still at 70 with partly sunny skies. And Friday, we have a high of 64. So a beautiful week in weather, nice and warm, nothing like bringing in November with some warm air and to be able to say it's 70 one of those days. Exciting stuff.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And here we are in the studio with Janet Keebler. Janet, welcome to Hot 100 today.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
We're really excited that you could be on the air with us. And I know we are just kicking off November, which is Caregivers Month.
Yes, it's National Caregivers Month.
Okay, great. So we're going to definitely want to talk about that a little bit today and about your organization. So can you tell us, kick us right off. You are with, you're the owner of Right at Home, which is an in-home care and assistance organization?
Yes, Right at Home is a franchise organization
that began franchising in 1995. And our office is in Hillsborough. And we provide care in Somerset and Hunterdon counties.
Excellent. Great. I think I finally have the board working correctly here. So Somerset, Hunterdon, and Mercer counties.
We don't provide care in Mercer anymore.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So, and that's why they say you can't believe everything that you read, right?
I was the one who handed you that card, right?
See, I wasn't going to tell, Janet. I was not telling. So let's just do that one more time so everyone does not listen to me, which no one listens to me anyway. So this will be right in line with that. Right at Home, in-home care and assistance in the following counties.
In Somerset and Hunterdon County. So we've been providing care for the past 11 years.
Great. And we do have a huge population of two things. We have people that are at home and are maybe not getting the type of care that they need. And then we have caregivers that are overwhelmed with trying to manage the breadth of their responsibilities and their duties. And I understand that you're able to address both of those issues.
Right. We do help family caregivers to get the right help so that they can actually be spouses and sons and daughters again instead of caregivers.
And that's a really, really difficult thing. What we do at Hot 100 is we always have a quote to sort of kick off our day here. And, you know, thinking about your upcoming visit here made me think of Mother Teresa. I think that there's probably no one that is so much as a caregiver and was concerned about caring for other people. And we do cover a lot of poverty issues. And we always say poverty is not about, it's not only about money. That's one of the domains about measuring poverty. But poverty can be about so many things and lack of resources. And Mother Teresa has this great quote, which is, we think sometimes that poverty is only being hungry, naked, and homeless. The poverty of being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for is the greatest poverty. We must start in our own homes to remedy this kind of poverty. But I chose that quote for our broadcast today, Janet, because you can sometimes feel so isolated when you're dealing with health issues and caregiver issues. So it's great to be able to talk to you and learn more about what your company does.
Well, we not only provide the care, but I also provide the resources for people who might not be ready or willing to have an agency come in the home for caregiving. So I'm going to tell people about the Office on Aging in Hunterdon and Somerset counties, caregiver support groups that are available, and then how caregivers, the family caregivers, really need to take care of themselves as well. Their health is very important because their loved one is relying on them.
Now, do you find, and I know this is true for me, that people really don't know about the resources that are out there, like the standard government resources?
People don't know about the resources. You're exactly correct. And that's one of the reasons that we do provide the information. Veterans, for instance, may qualify for, it's called aid in attendance, and it's either for the veteran or the spouse of the veteran. And it can also be for the surviving spouse.
And people just are not accessing those resources because they don't know about
them.
They
don't know. They don't know that the Alzheimer's Association provides respite grants for care. And you don't have to necessarily have a diagnosis of a dementia or Alzheimer's in order to qualify. And there's other, we call them Medicaid waiver programs that are out there that you might not qualify for straight Medicaid, but there's waiver programs to get help in the home. And families don't know. And that's why they might not necessarily want to sit down with someone from an agency because they're thinking they can't afford it. But we're going to provide them the information that they need to make some informed choices for themselves to get some help in the home.
And it is really sad when we have resources that just go unused when we know that they're needed.
Yes, that's one of the reasons that we do this, because I've been a family caregiver, so has my husband, so that we know people need help out there and they don't always seek the help because they're really just surviving day to day to get the care for their loved ones.
And we should say that you serve all ages and all populations. Sometimes we think of caregivers as aging parents, but hopefully people understand we're talking about anyone who needs care.
Who's over 18. Right.
And over 18.
Yeah, so it does qualify for disabled adults too.
And you came about this in a different way. So your degree is in chemistry. You started out as a scientist.
I have a degree in chemistry and an MBA as well. But I've been a family caregiver, really. I helped with my aunt since I was 5 years old. So, and then when I was 12, my mother was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, and she survived for 25 years, but she needed help along the way. So it's kind of, we were used to caring for our relatives. My grandparents lived with us. My grandfather died in our home, and it was just something that naturally happened about caring. So after I was married, my husband always had wanted his own business, and we had been through trying to figure out how to care for his mom after his father had died because she had MS. And once we figured out that care, we realized that a lot of people were in that same situation, and it was very difficult to figure out how to care for your loved one, especially if you might not be living with them. So we had the opportunity to purchase the right at home that covered Somerset and Hunterdon County, and we did so.
We always love when the stories come from a business, an opportunity comes from personal experience and the desire to impact someone else's life in a positive way. You know, you had challenges trying to figure out care while you were going through with it, and then use that as an opportunity to help other people.
Right. I always tell the networking groups that I'm in that I don't want anybody to be a deer in the headlights look on their face when an emergency happens, that they know there's someone to call. We might not provide the care, but at least we can give them a little bit of insight and light at the end of the tunnel.
It is very overwhelming, especially when it is an emergency or crisis situation, and all of a sudden you have this responsibility and you have no idea how to manage it.
Right. That people end up in the emergency room from falls with their loved ones, and then they're in the hospital, they're going to rehab, they're going to be discharged home, and it is very overwhelming. And that's why we try and help out and tell them that you're usually, when people come out of rehab, you're going to get visiting nurse association and who to talk to and who to ask questions of, so that you understand exactly what you're going to be getting in the home. And then if you need more help beyond that, that you can hire an agency, you know, professional caregivers to help.
And you really do have to be your own advocate in this healthcare system. If you have private insurance, if you have Medicare, if you have Medicaid, self-insurance, underinsured, no insurance, you have to advocate for yourself.
You always do. You have to advocate for your loved one. You have to make sure you're getting what you need. People don't realize how to appeal a decision of being discharged, so we explain that to them, and then explain how to make sure their loved one's getting the care that they should be getting when they're in rehab, and then even when they do come home. And the other care that's overlooked, really, is when people need to consider hospice, which should be sooner rather than later. Hospice provides a service. It's a Medicare service, so it's paid for. And your loved one should have that, you know, it's ahead of time. It shouldn't be 2 weeks before they pass. It really should be the 6-month period before they pass.
And maybe we could talk a little about palliative care as well. I think that's something new that we're starting to see that word and that phrase. And I'm not sure if we know the difference between that and hospice. But we do have to do a commercial break first. We have to pay the bills around here, Janet. But I'm here in the studio with Janet Keebler. She is the owner of Right at Home, which is in-home care and assistance. And that serves Somerset and Hunterdon County. So we're talking about being able to manage care, and we'll talk more with Janet about the different types of care when we come back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we're back here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, speaking with Janet Keebler from Right at Home, which is in-home care and assistance for Somerset and Hunterdon counties. And you can reach out to Janet at www.westcentraljerseynj.rightathome.net.
Yes.
See, I got that right. I got something right today, so that's pretty good. I wanted to share a quote that Janet had provided, just talking a little bit and giving a little bit of background on why her work is so important. So during the workday, 6 out of 10 family caregivers work full or part-time in addition to juggling their caregiving responsibilities at home. Most say they have to cut back on working hours, take a leave of absence, or quit their job entirely, which I can certainly understand because it is such a emotional and physically draining responsibility to, it's a privilege and a pleasure when you can do it, but there is a lot of physical and emotional stress to it as well. So I wanted to just delve a little bit into the difference between palliative care and hospice.
So hospice is a Medicare benefit. So when someone is on hospice and a doctor writes a script for hospice care, the Visiting Nurse Association will come out and evaluate the client, the patient, to see if they qualify. And that usually, when they qualify, it's usually that they have a terminal diagnosis and they have 6 months or less to live. Now, they do provide palliative care under that, where they're managing your pain and your symptoms. That's part of hospice. If it's straight palliative care, the clients that we have had that have been on that, that doesn't fall under the hospice benefit. So that's another benefit under Medicare. And it might probably cost more, or depending on the Medicare supplement that you have. But it does, they both control your pain and your symptoms. And they're giving you a quality of life at the end of your life.
And it can be very confusing. And when you have that much trauma that you're trying to manage, and the emotional response to having to care for a loved one toward the end of their life, it can be really difficult to manage that. So when should someone call you?
Well, we really run the whole gambit from when somebody might have lost their driving privileges and need to get to the grocery store, to errands, or to the doctor, all the way to end-of-life care, where we're providing hospice support. We are private pay or long-term care insurance, and we do a little bit of what I call Medicaid waiver programs for the counties. But families really should consider help sooner rather than later, so that if they're having to take time off work to get their loved one to the doctors, or they have to leave their children's soccer game or their basketball game or their football game to check on their parents, that's the time to give us a call, because we can be that extra set of hands checking on their parent, making sure they take their medications, that they ate properly, and also to, if they need bathing, dressing, grooming, we can be that, so that children and grandchildren can be that in the family again instead of caregivers.
Which is a really great benefit, to being able to interact and have a loved one nearby, but not having to handle the stress of managing all the different duties or the illness.
Right. And then also our caregivers are reducing the social isolation that their loved one might have due to having lost their driving privileges. But if they're not ready for us, or in conjunction with our care, we always suggest the senior centers or sometimes adult daycare. And there are two of them in Hunterdon County. There's Brightside and there's also Flemington Adult Day that provide help too, so that you could take your loved one there. And or if they're ready for facilities, there are also assisted living facilities that they can look at. And to get even more of a break, really, you can look at that as respite care, or somebody could live there permanently.
And I bet there's a lot of people listening to us today that aren't even aware that Hunterdon County has two adult daycare centers.
Probably not. They don't. So that's one of the things that it's harder to do, especially if you're stressed out by caregiving. You don't have time to do this research or look around for things. But Hunterdon County has a great office on aging that people can call to find out about the services. And they have support groups for caregivers, which is very helpful for people. And a lot of times we do understand that you might not physically be able to go to a support group. So they also have online support groups, like even on Facebook, there's one for caregivers of elderly parents. And there's also some call-in caregiving support groups that you might be able to phone into just to talk to someone else who's in the same situation you are and to get some suggestions.
And even, you know, with different diagnoses like MS, for example, you know, you may be used to running around all over doing things all on your own, and being able to, you know, lead such a intense life. And then you have a diagnosis, and you have doctor's appointments to get to, you have a bad day, it's hard to drive. You know, it's nice to know that there are organizations there that can, through assistance, can try to minimize the impact an illness has on your day-to-day life whenever possible.
Right. We can, our caregivers can drive clients to their appointments. And then at the same time, they're going to the doctors. If they have enough stamina, we might be able to go to the grocery store too. Or if they can be left alone at the doctor's office while they're waiting for their appointment, we can run a couple errands for them. It just depends on what they need, because each client has a different plan of care, which is really like the plan of action for them. And we take care of things on an individualized basis.
Which is really great. There are so many things that go into quality of care, and I like to think the higher the quality of care and the level of care, the longer we're able to manage illnesses for our loved ones and to keep them around for as long as possible.
Right. We want to make sure that clients' families are happy with our services. We have a registered nurse who develops the plan of care, orients our caregivers to the plan of care. They've all been background screened, drug screened. We check their previous year of employment. We also require 2 professional references. If they're providing personal care, they have to be certified as New Jersey Home Health Aide. So we're pretty particular about who we're hiring, and we want to feel comfortable that they could take care of our loved ones too, because our caregivers have taken care of my dad when he passed away in July, but he used to visit for the summer and spend 4 months with me. He lived with my sister in Oregon, and he would save his medical issues for me. That was our joke in the family.
Well, I think he knew he was in good hands, Janet.
That may be. So my caregivers would help out when we couldn't be with him, like when he was hospitalized. I always say that you really shouldn't leave your loved one alone in the hospital. So if our family couldn't be there, then we would bring in one of our caregivers.
And that is so true. And do you also, if you're working with a client and they do end up in the hospital, I always say the emergency room, not so much here in Hunterdon County, but a lot of emergency rooms I've been to, they are chaotic. They are just mass confusion. And especially my experience with someone who's elderly, like all of that is such a disruption for their day to day, and it just raises their anxiety. Do you often, in that situation, if a relative can't get to the hospital right away and they're a client of yours, is that part of your service?
Right. So if they need to go to the hospital, let's say we come to check on them or it's our visit day and something happens, we go to the hospital with them, bring our client care binder, which has the plan of care in there. So it has information about the client. We bring that and stay until someone can come. And if a relative can't get there and we need to relieve the caregiver, we would send a different caregiver in there and our nurse would make sure they understood what to do.
That is really very comforting for anyone who's been in any of the different emergency rooms around New Jersey. They are really, I'm sure it's controlled chaos, but from the outside, it just seems like it is chaos. And when you have people that are used to taking medications at certain times and, you know, missing a medication becomes, you know, a health issue, it's good to have an advocate on the side of the patient.
Right. And it's good for the doctors there, too, in the emergency room to see the information we have on the client. Because if they can't verbalize their background, things like that, we can provide that.
And I'm sure even the medication list, having that in the patient binder, I'm sure is a big help on any trip to the hospital.
Yes. And then we would have the caregiver who would know if they had taken what they had taken that day already.
And we do see, unfortunately, a lot of issues with medication mismanagement. And I know that's one of the things that your organization provides.
Right. So that if either the family or our nurse would fill a pill box, and then our aides would make sure that the client took it and the medication at the right time. And if we had any issues with them taking the medication, we'd let the family know and their doctor know, especially if it's not reacting well with them. Maybe it's upsetting their stomach or giving them some intestinal issues. Then we would mention that to the family and to the doctor to see if there was something else they could take.
And we do have some information, again, that you provided prior to the show that I wanted to share because it's such an alarming statistic. It says throughout the day, up to 70% of the time, the family caregiver manages the medications. The more serious the condition, the more likely it is that the family caregiver manages the medication for the patient. This means ensuring their loved one is taking medication correctly and maintaining an up-to-date medication list. So that is a little tip and trick, I guess, we're going to share for people that aren't active clients of your organization and are managing their medication for a loved one. Having a list and having it accessible on your phone in case, you know, someone ends up in the hospital and you can't get there to know what the medications are, I'm sure would be incredibly helpful.
So right, when they go to the doctors, they should ask the doctor for a printout of that list, and then they can take loved one can take a picture of the medication list so you can provide it at the doctors. The only issue is if you don't take your loved one, let's say the sister takes their mom, or you know, the daughter takes instead of the son, they have to communicate to make sure that they get an updated list.
Absolutely, and you can have so many different physicians and providers, so it is good to have a master medication list and have it updated and put someone in charge of that.
Yes, that's the best thing to do. And then you can fill, they have pill boxes that have, you know, for the day they'll have morning, afternoon, you know, after lunch and evening, so there's four spots for pills, so that's easier to manage. And then they also do have some technology where the pills are dispensed. And if the client doesn't take them, then it notifies who on that list, maybe sends an email or a text message that the medication wasn't taken.
That is very, very good advice. And one of the tips that we're happy to share here, I have to do a news update because we have so much going on around the area in our New Jersey and Pennsylvania area. So I'm going to do that, and then we'll be back with Janet to talk more about this important topic.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending at least 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in federal court today. Sayoc will continue to be held without bail, and a detention and removal hearing is set for Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York will be prosecuting the case. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing today at the White House. She was asked about the president's response after some of these recent violent attacks.
The very first thing that the president did was condemn the attacks, both in Pittsburgh and in the pipe bombs. The very first thing the media did was blame the president and make him responsible for these ridiculous acts. That is outrageous that would be the very first reaction of so many people across this country.
Wednesday, the World Series champion Boston Red Sox will celebrate their victory with a parade in downtown Boston. The team has yet to decide, though, if they're going to go to the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He accepted a public defender, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady, on what will happen at that hearing on Thursday.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who were exercising their religious beliefs, and that he shot or injured 6 others, including 4 of whom were police officers responding to the shooting.
The military is planning on sending 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a migrant caravan heading towards the United States. The caravan is still over 900 miles from McAllen, Texas. Brandon Judd is the National Border Patrol Council president. He joined Fox News and said what happens usually once these caravans get closer to the United States.
They start dispersing and they enter the country illegally in smaller groups.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Reverend Al Sharpton said President Trump's Young Black Leadership Summit was shameful, and he accused the president of using young African-American conservatives as props. On Fox News, Brandon Tatum, director of urban engagement for Turning Point USA, responded to Sharpton's comments.
This was an awesome event for these young folks. 400 black leaders from all over the country able to be in the White House and hear from the president. And I'm going to say this, and I want Al Sharpton to be watching this network and listen to me clearly. As a strong black man raised by a black father, I'm telling Al Sharpton to his face that he should be ashamed of himself. And I want to set the record straight. The White House was one element of a four-day summit where these young people were inspiring and they were doing the exact thing that they wanted to do. I had a mom crying on the phone to me because her daughter couldn't make it. And I couldn't be more proud of Turning Point USA and our staff for making that happen for that mother, making that happen for that child. And this was a great thing. And anybody who will counter that and have a problem with that, that person is not a respectful person to the African-American people, the African-American youth, and they should all be ashamed of themselves. And I want every young person to know that I got your back. I'm going to fight for you. Turning Point is going to fight for you. And we're going to make sure that we continue to make America great. And we are free thinkers, and we're going to do everything we can to live the American dream because this country belongs to us just like everybody else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're back in the studio with Janet Keebler from Right at Home talking about caregivers and, well, we were really talking about all types of in-home care support, but now I wanted to talk a little bit about caregivers. Janet shared that there are 65 million caregivers across America, and out of those, about 60% are women. Is that right?
Yes. We're talking about family caregivers there. 60% of them are women in terms of providing care for their loved ones. And 90% of those 65 million caregivers are helping their own family members.
Okay, so I'm going to just jump in because we're always talking about self-care around the studio and specifically about women not caring for everyone else except themselves. So now we have women in a situation as a caregiver can be really stressful. So what kind of supports are there so you don't feel so alone?
Well, there are the support groups that I had mentioned where you can go there and talk to others who are in your same situation. But when people know you're a caregiver and they specifically ask you, do you need some help? Tell them yes and tell them what you need. Tell them if you need to get your loved one to a doctor's appointment or if you need dinner made the day you're taking them to the doctor appointment or anything that you might need. But be very, like I said, be very specific. Don't just say, oh, I'd love to get some help. What you can do is ask for that type of thing if you're not going to hire an agency or consider an agency to provide you with some extra help.
That is great advice. And you said also that there's even some online resources for people if they don't want to go to a caregiver support meeting, that there are different things electronically we can use with technology.
Right. There are, like on Facebook, they have caregivers of elderly parents that you can look up that group, and they talk about the challenges that they have in terms of caring for their loved ones. And then you can get a lot of advice through that. And there's also some caregiver support groups that are phone-in so that you would get some help that way.
That's excellent. And how would we categorize those? So telephone support and technology support?
Yeah, caregiver telephone support groups
excellent.
To do that. And one of the important things when you're talking about self-care, one of the obviously your stress level is very high when you're a family caregiver. So you want to do things that might that are going to help decrease your stress. Everyone says meditation is good for that, so you have to consider it. But in one of the talks that I gave, one of the participants was saying that she tried meditation, but you can't just try it once. You have to practice it to see that if it gives you helps you out in the long run. And any type of exercise might be helpful to help, you know, with your own health to keep that up. Because as I mentioned before, if something happens to you, who's going to take care of your loved one? So you really have to take care of yourself.
That self-care model. If only we would just follow it, Janet.
Right. And you know, and even getting away to try and do a mini vacation for if you have other family members, you can ask them to help you or consider respite at an assisted living or any sort of, like I had mentioned, the Alzheimer's Association has a respite grant where you could pay a caregiver to take care of your loved ones just so that you maybe can get away for a night or two if you can't get a real vacation in.
That's great advice. And sometimes I know through friends, like you're juggling providing care for maybe a family member that lives with you, and then someone else in your household has an aging parent in a different state and they need help, you know, caregiving help. And so coordinating that and trying to, you know, take care of things at home so you can fly and check up on another parent, an in-law, or, you know, another parent can be really difficult.
It is. We do. We actually have some resources in our office. It's called like Caregiving from Far Away, where you're talking about what you can do to follow through. You can hire an agency in the other state and then keep in touch with them in terms of taking care of your loved one to make sure that things are done right. When my dad needed some help when he was with my sister in Oregon, we hired Right at Home out there, and it was very easy for me to call them up and say, hey, what's going on? Because, of course, my dad had to give permission for them to talk to me, but then they did that, and then we could easily check on him. So it wasn't always calling my sister or asking my dad.
And so just know this next question, I'm an out-of-the-box thinker I've been accused of. So just out of curiosity, so you have all these clients that maybe are a little isolated or at home. Do you ever, you know, share the grocery shopping or do, you know, smaller interactions with your current clients to reduce that isolation?
We do. We actually, in some instances, we only stop by to make sure they get to the doctor or do their grocery shopping in terms of that. So we have, if somebody only needs us once a week or once every other week, we're able to do that. You don't have to have full-time care. You can have just our four-hour shift. And we also, if we can arrange it between caregivers, would be what we call a bath visit. So somebody comes in the morning to get somebody ready for the day or puts them to bed at night.
And do you do anything, my question was like about sharing, you know, visits. Let's say you have someone who's very mobile, but they're lonely.
You mean client to client?
Yeah.
We don't do client to client. But if somebody's mobile and feeling more isolated, we do suggest that they do senior centers to do that. If you go to the senior center, there's activities there that the clients are doing in terms of either they're interacting, they're having lunch, a good lunch there that's served there. The other thing to think about too, if for your loved one is Meals on Wheels. And I always say it's not about the food, it's about the extra set of eyes that's looking in.
Do we have Meals on Wheels in both Hunterdon and Somerset County?
Yes, you do.
And their delivery?
Yes, Meals on Wheels are delivered. So they deliver them 5 days a week, and they give you extra food on a Friday so that you have some lunch stuff for the weekend, like lunch meats for the weekend. And usually they become friends with the person who's dropping off the meal so that and they've discovered, a lot of the Meals on Wheels volunteers have discovered somebody who needed extra help. And then they've been able to call 911 or contact the elderly person's loved one to make sure they got the help that they need.
That is excellent, the extra set of eyes. And I'm sure the food is good. And I understand it's very affordable.
Yes, it is. So that they do have some a financial. So the Office on Aging is going to look at the finances to see if they qualify. But I really haven't had anyone who did not qualify in terms of that.
And that is nice to know that you have the ability to have food that is coming to the house. If you have a loved one and, you know, you're working during the day, you want to make sure that they have something nutritionally sound for their meal, not eating cookies out of the bag for lunch or...
Right. You want to make sure that they have a balanced meal. And Meals on Wheels always provides a balanced meal. We can't guarantee that they're going to eat the whole thing, but at least it's presented to them.
At least it's there. That's sometimes just having something in front of us is sometimes the best we can do. We're going to do a few commercial breaks. And then when we come back for our last segment, we're going to talk a little more to Janet about her intake process and how you get involved. If you feel like this is, you know, we're talking about a topic that fits you and you're wondering about these extra supports and how to get them, you can contact us. And certainly the support and the caregivers information, Janet certainly would provide that. So we'll be back in just a moment.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Now we're back in the studio. This is Georgine Trinkle, the host of Hot in Hunterdon, and I just want to do a quick couple updates about some things that are going on in Hunterdon County so I don't forget. One is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Their annual expo is on November 8th, so that is coming up just around the corner. And also in Flemington, it is Restaurant Week starting November 4th. So I just wanted to throw those things out there if anyone is making plans. And as we're talking about November, it's a perfect segue for my guest, Janet Keebler from Right at Home. Janet, tell us about the number of, we were just talking about how it's, there are so many people that are caring for their relatives.
Right. So most people start caring for their relatives and then they're looking at needing some extra help because it's impacting their work, where they can't stay late or they have to take too much time off to get them to the doctors, or it's impacting their vacation too, their vacation time. So then they start to look for agencies or, you know, professional caregiving groups. So they would talk to us then and see what we could do to help them. And it, like I had mentioned before, it's a little as once a week or maybe once every other week up to awake care 24 hours a day. And we also have live-ins.
And I think knowing some of the experiences I've had with some friends, when it becomes an emergency and you don't know the group that you're working with, and maybe you have to fly off on an emergency business trip, it can be really, really nerve-wracking. So that's why it's nice that you offer a range of services from very, very part-time and all the way to, you know, an everyday kind of service.
Right. And we also have helped families out when they had to go on to look at colleges where they didn't have someone to stay with their loved one. So we would do a temporary live-in so that somebody was in there for the grandmother so that the grandson or the granddaughter could go on that college trip where they could, you know, to look at which colleges they would want to go to.
And Janet, we talked a little bit about your rigorous process for screening for your employees and some of the work that you do as a caregiver support advocate, trying to make sure there's enough resources for caregivers. You're also a certified senior advisor, a CSA?
Yes, I am. So when I was able to do that while when we first had the agency, so probably maybe 9 years ago. And that gives me additional training in terms of helping people out with knowing about Medicaid, Medicare, and other resources out there. And we also have a requirement of so many, I think it's every 3 years, we have to have 30 continuing education units.
And you're also a certified dementia practitioner?
Yes. So what I do in terms of that is help families who are really overwhelmed with the different challenges that come with those diagnosed with a form of dementia or Alzheimer's disease. And then we also facilitate the virtual dementia tour, which is hands-on sensitivity training, so that caregivers can get a better understanding of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yes, that's a training that you offer to the families.
We offer it to families and to in facilities as well. So we've done that at caregiver support groups, and we're also going to be providing that at the adult day center in Somerset County next week.
That's an excellent resource. It is such a change, and to be able to experience that to minimize the impact to the person who has dementia, it must be really an amazing opportunity for families to learn.
It is. It's very hard for families sometimes to understand what their loved one is going through. So what we do is we impede your senses, your hearing, your sight, and actually your touch and your ability to walk, and then ask you to complete some tasks. And then so that you have an understanding of how difficult it is for your loved one to do these things.
And perception is everything, and experience and changing perceptions and mindset is the way that we could connect better and better help people.
Right, and it would lower your level of frustration with your loved one a lot of times if you ask them to do something, too many things in a row, and then you get frustrated because they can't do them at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and they could at 9 o'clock in the morning. That helps family caregivers a lot, and it also gives perspective to professional caregivers as well.
That sounds like a great training. And you designed and developed that?
No, that is through, actually, the Virtual Dementia Tour has been around. It's trademarked, and it's been around for quite a while. We were offered the training through Right at Home. We're a franchise organization, and they provide a lot of training for us. And then I was able to take the class, pass the test, and then do the training to be a facilitator of the tour.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're a trained facilitator for that virtual
Dementia tour.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. It's great when we have different resources that are available and can help the people in our community. We talk a lot here about a healthy community and having resources and understanding and being able to leverage what is in the community. And even, I'm sure, as a certified senior advisor, just with the medications and the confusion with, you know, this time of year, we start to see now all these notices about the medication. It's, you could change your health care if you have credible coverage. What is credible coverage? Do I change it? Should I change it? What should I do?
Right, because it's open enrollment right now for
yes.
Medicare. So I always tell all of our clients and their families that at this time of the year, you have to take the medication list, and you can go to the Office on Aging in your county and have the counselor there, they're called SHIP counselors, run your medications through to see if it's going to cost you more next year. But every year you have to run the medications again to see if another plan is going to be less expensive. And it is very confusing.
It absolutely is. They start sending notices. I've talked about my mom on the show. She's a breast cancer survivor, and she has started to give me these notices. She knows enough not to open them or do anything herself with these things, but they send multiple messages, and sometimes it's because someone wants, the other healthcare providers want you to switch. So she'll get notices from them, and then she'll get from her healthcare provider, and she has no idea, is she supposed to change? And that's probably part of the reason why we see so many scams with our seniors.
Yes, you do see a lot of scams in terms of that, because they're asking them for information, and a lot of seniors don't think anything of telling people their date of birth, their social security number, things like that on the phone. So it's very confusing, but that's why I always recommend that you call the Office on Aging and ask for a counselor so they can run the drugs for you, unless you're going to do it yourself. And a lot of family members don't have time to do that.
And the SHIP counselors are in every county. It's a federal program, and sometimes they're even in hospitals, depending on the particular county. So most of the time, medications do change during the year, so that's definitely a great point that we want to make right now because of open enrollment and those multiple messages that are just overwhelming.
Right. And then, of course, everybody has to be careful with their elderly loved one about telling people on the phone things that they should not have. We've seen just about everything from even people showing up to take the client to the bank to withdraw money.
It is terrible, and they're so believable. Everyone says, oh, why would they do that? I would never do that. But people that are intent on creating fraud or scamming or doing something illegal, they could be so persuasive that it is easy just to go along, with
and
someone.
And it's interaction for the elderly person who feels isolated.
Absolutely.
That's one of the things, too, is that it's a voice on the phone, so someone's calling them, pretending to care about them. And that's how they get their foot in the door to scam them.
That was a great way to end our segment here today, Janet, to remind people to, if you have a loved one that is aging, to remind them not to give out information, to be very careful. We do see an increase in our scams for seniors, so we want to stop that. Janet, I want to thank you for all the services that you provide, not just for your clients at Right at Home, but in the community for the different advisory councils and task force you're on to try to lift up the issues that impact our disabled and the people that need care.
Thank you so much for having me today. And if anyone does have any questions, the office number is 908-281-7961.
Excellent. And that was Janet Keebler from Right at Home. And you can reach her at 908-281-7961 or visit her website, www.westcentralnj.rightathome.net. So that just wraps up our show. It's a wrap today. That was a quick hour. I'm glad that you could all join us. I'm glad we could talk a little bit about elderly care and care for people at home that have some different types of illnesses. And we appreciate Janet's work in this arena. We'll be back next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, appeared before a federal magistrate today. Prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty for Bowers and are going through those steps. Pennsylvania State Senator Democrat Jay Acosta joined Fox News and was asked about security at churches and synagogues.
I don't think that's where folks want us to be, but I think it's unfortunate that we've come to a point in time that's what we need to talk about, and I do believe that that conversation will be something we take up.
The United States is continuing to make plans in anticipation of a migrant caravan that is heading towards the United States. Now, the caravan is still over 900 miles away from McAllen, Texas, and even further from other border towns. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy, commander of U.S. Northern Command, on the details of what will be happening later this week.
By the end of this week, we will deploy over 5,200 soldiers to the southwest border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare having scorched over 34,000 acres
of people that